Okay, good. Just want to make sure and stuff like that. Well, again, my name is Ron Leonard. A lot of people call me chaplain and pastor. At the mission, I took Jake Terry. How many of you ever knew Jake Cherry? Let me see your hands. Yeah, Jake was a very faithful servant of the Lord, and he finished his race at 86, went to be with Jesus of Parkinson's disease, and I was sitting at home enjoying retirement, not planning on doing anything. He just retired. And they put out a notice, and I had been familiar with the mission before. They put out a notice for somebody to be the director, and I just started praying, "Oh God, give them a director. Oh God, give them a director." And all of a sudden, the Lord said, "Hey, dummy, why don't you fill out your resume?" And so I did, because of the prompting of the Lord. I talked to my wife, and she said, "Oh no, I hope they get somebody else." But they ended up with interviewing 6 people, and then they brought me and interviewed, and they called me and said, if you want the job, it's yours. And so I took the job, and I tell you what, I was humbled that the Lord would call me out of retirement to take over. We started with 20 men. We're up now to 35 plus men. Last night we had 39 men. We have seen 3 this year come to know Christ as Savior. And if you know anything about the homeless community, 3 is a good number. It really is, because they hear the truth all the time. They hear it every night, but it stays stuck up here and doesn't transfer to their heart. My wife and I are about to celebrate 32 years of marriage, and I met my wife in Memphis, Tennessee at a Bible church. Grew up in, and I want you to know, brother, this may understand in Poland, my wife and I have been married for almost 32 years and never had one single argument. But we've just had very intense fellowships. And you can agree with that, can't you? The verses we love to use at the mission is, whosoever is kind to the needy honors God, Proverbs 14:31. And then the book that he brought out, James, it says in 2:15 and 16, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lack in daily food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be fed and be filled," without giving them things they needed, what good is that? This passage challenges us to put our faith into action for those who are in need. You know, my dad, who's home with Jesus now, my mom and dad got saved a year before I was born, and through Child Evangelism Fellowship, I came to know Christ at 10. But my dad used to say, "Son," he said, "did you know that there's the I in 2 words? It's called sin. It's called pride." And he said, "The I is right there in the middle of it." So he said, always say yes to Jesus and no to self, and you'll be okay. And that's what my dad gave me. When 1975, 5 men started the mission. The ones that have been here may know of the 5 men who started the mission and prayed about it. We are the only gospel rescue mission within 75 miles of San Antonio. So we are at a place called 907 East Quincy Street. Each of these men donated $100 for operating expenses. And the mission opened its door in October 22nd, 1975, and ministered to 7 men. Having no beds, both guests and staff slept on pallets on the floor. A kind doctor, somebody said perhaps a back specialist, I guess after you've been on pallets, you should be a back specialist, later donated funds for the purchasing of bunk beds. Since that opening night, we have served over 250,000 men have come through that mission, homeless men, and have heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we feed them socially? Absolutely. Do we give them a place to stay? Absolutely. Do we give them a clean shower? Absolutely. But if we don't preach the gospel, as the Apostle Paul said, it's not worth anything. So we want to make sure that we preach the gospel to the mission there. In 2003, some of you may remember that we built a dormitory there, and we now have 40 beds. And when COVID hit, it went down to about 16 men. We moved it up to 22. When Jake died, as you know, there's a lot of transition when the founder dies, the one that is over the mission. We ended up going back up to 35 men, and now we consistently sleep 35 men each night. We just hired a new cook, and the food is really good now, so we're thankful for that. I mean, in real honesty, we had some of our staff would go somewhere else to eat because the food was just not that good. And I understand that You know, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to be not living in comfort, but you don't have to kill somebody, you know, to try to do that. So anyway, we hired a cook, a lady, and you know, it's interesting. All of our staff, besides our cook, are former homeless people that have been in prison, some of them, and are now working for us. And people have always asked me, Rod, do you think they know Jesus? And I said, well, they hear the truth every night. And I hope that if some don't know the Lord, that they'll come to me and say, hey, I need to come to know this Jesus. I need to know. But they're good workers and they do a good job. So I want them to be around the truth. It's much better than being outside homeless. So we want them to be around the truth. And the mission is the living history of God's love and everything. And I'm making sure to watch my watch. I think I got 12 minutes left. And to God be the glory, great things he has done. What do we do? What can people do with the mission that can help us? Well, they can donate meals. The preaching is almost taken care of. This church has three of them that go out, and we have others. So we got 7 days of preaching, and we've got people that actually volunteers when nobody can be there. I volunteered on occasion, and we have had that covered. But donating meals, we really want people to get involved with bringing a meal to the mission and allowing us to feed about 40 men a night and everything. And we can always use hygiene kits. As you know, the streets can be rough, so I encourage people to put hygiene kits together. Trinity Baptist puts 60 together for us every single month, and we're thankful for that, but we always need more. And so I would encourage people to do that and stuff. I would encourage people to mostly pray for us. Pray for the mission. Pray for the men that are coming in. Pray that the gospel will be completely shared simply and clearly. These men don't need to know about theology. You don't need to tell them they're sinners. They're very aware of that. You need to tell them that the man on the middle cross died for them, and as the thief of the cross turned and said, today I want to be in heaven with you. And Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. That thief on the cross did not know theology. He did not know anything. He did not belong to any church. But he turned to the one who could save him. And Jesus met him there and kept his promise. So I would encourage you to do that. Pray according to knowledge. Come back and visit our table and see what we have down there. And then prayerfully consider possibly if the Lord prompts you. And I always like to say, if the Lord prompts you to donate financially, either a one-time gift, or if you want to get on, we've got an email list that you can sign up for us back there. And I would encourage you to do that. You know, there's a song that I grew up with that I always love. It says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Feel free to come visit me. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen.